And I'm trucking on, I'm trucking on. Well, I'll move her on down the line. Another time will do me fine. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Trucking On. It's a pleasure to have you with me here today. This is going to be episode 2. So I'm super pumped up about it. This is my first solo cast, my second episode of my new podcast. So I love the term solo cast. It's from my good friend and one of my coaches, Kyle Kingsbury, the man. Kyle has helped me get set up to do this podcast. So I'm working with his team on it. He got me all the equipment that he uses. I'm using all of it. In case you're wondering, that's a Zoom H6 recorder. And I'm using like the Troy Aikman style Audio Technica headphone microphones. I'm not really going to plan to do any of these remote unless I get like Tony Robbins to be on the podcast or something and he insists, but I'd like to do these all in person because I think the value of getting to talk to people face to face in this manner is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. So here's the deal. I've been thinking about this podcast a lot since doing that first episode with my best friend forever, John Pettigo. Thanks, buddy. And how am I going to approach this? What is this thing? Everybody keeps asking me, what is your podcast about? Well, I don't want it to be just about commercial real estate. I don't want it to be just about sales. I don't want it to be just about being an entrepreneur or consciousness or yoga or meditation. I like all that stuff. I want it to be about things that light me on fire. So I have done a lot of meditation. I try to meditate every day. I don't know that I do that, but maybe in some form or fashion. But I meditate because A, it shuts my brain off and connects me to the quantum field. And we can talk about that later because that's like a 1-hour episode. But it also just always triggers creativity. And I was meditating on this podcast and I was thinking about what do I want it to be about? How am I going to make it flow smoothly so that you guys can enjoy it? And here's the thing. I want it to be about things that set me on fire. So I'm not doing this for any other reason than for me to get to talk to people that like really inspire me in one way or another. And through another meditation, these three letters came to me, A-I-M. It was like AIM, A-I-M, A-I-M. And then it was revealed to me that those letters stood for authenticity, integrity, and mastery. And I realized those three characteristics are three things that are very important to me. Three that I would say that I attempt to embody, but more importantly, I guess it goes both ways. So if I'm around someone and they embody any one of those three characteristics, authenticity, integrity, or mastery, I'm excited to be around that person. And they don't have to possess all three. They don't have to be perfect. They could have mastered something and totally lack integrity and authenticity. And I still want to hang with that person. I want to learn what they've mastered, right? And vice versa on all those. So I guess when I'm around people like that, that lights me on fire. And then also I found that if I'm not embodying those characteristics, like if I'm not being authentic, if I'm not living in integrity, and if I'm not working towards mastering something, then I get depressed. Like then I don't want to hang out with me either. You know what I mean? So I guess the goal of this is to talk to people that embody at least one of those qualities and like learn what they're all about. So then also what came to me is a list of questions. So I just want to be a little more organized than the free flow I had with John, even though that was totally fucking awesome. But I want to have this be a little more organized. So I've created a list of questions and I'm going to ask these questions to people. And I'm sure this list will evolve over time. But I decided that for episode number two, I'm going to, actually the questions have already evolved, but just to, you know, stay with the original 15 that I came up with or so, I'm going to ask them to myself. So then I'll know what I was thinking when I got this thing started, at least. And you can see where I stand on all these things as we continue on the journey, and you can hear where other people stand on these questions that I have for my potential guests, assuming I get them on here, which I think I will. So thanks for being here. Let's go. I'm going to try to keep my answers concise, yet very detailed at the same time. So tell me about yourself. Where did you come from? College, family, interest. So I'm from Dallas, Texas. I grew up here. I have a sister named Valerie. I have two parents, Rob and Marion. That my parents are still married. They live in the same house I grew up in Lakewood, right outside of downtown Dallas. Like when I say right outside, I mean like 10 minutes away. And my sister still lives in the neighborhood with her family. And I still basically live in the neighborhood too. And love Dallas. I grew up going to the same kind of this in the DISD, the Dallas Independent School District. I went to Lakewood, Long, and Woodrow. Grew up with the same crew of people from the neighborhood all my whole life. That was a cool way to grow up. I'm still friends with many people that I grew up with, and it was awesome. And Woodrow was a diverse place. I was a minority at Woodrow. We were super diverse high school. I thought that was an excellent way to experience high school. I was not like the smartest guy in the school either. I had a mixture of honors classes and non-honors classes. So I enjoyed that, like especially the non-honors classes because they were easier. And I played football. I excelled at football. Our team was fair to mediocre. Senior year, not so great. We went 0-10 my senior year. Not cool when you're the team captain and you go 0-10. I was class president multiple years. And I also thrived when I was performing with the show choir and doing high school musicals and one-act plays and whatnot. So I did all kinds of things. Went on to Brown University, where I got recruited to play football. Now, that was night and day compared to Woodrow. Brown University is an Ivy League school. It's in Providence, Rhode Island. I'd never been to New England before until my recruiting trip, and I signed on, and it was an incredible opportunity. I never would have gotten into Brown if it wasn't for the football program. That's just how things happen when you're a star offensive lineman like I was. So thankfully, I got up to Brown. I played football for 1 year, injured my shoulder. I played rugby my last 3 years. Props to the Brown rugby team in 2022. We literally just won the national championship. So Dave LaFlame, my coach, he was the assistant coach when I was there. Now he's the head coach and he led the team to a victory. I emailed him today and said, congratulations, my friend. And anyway, Brown was awesome. I got out. You know about all my backstory as a musician. I worked a job in real estate for a couple years while I was trying to get signed to a record deal. Then I played music for about 4 years for a living. Got out, and then I got into the real estate business. Family-wise, I'm divorced. I was married for 13 years to Gina. I'm sure she'll come up on this podcast. I'm sure she's excited that I'll talk about her or not. But I'd like to think that we have a great relationship post-marriage, and we're co-parents of our two children, Betty, who's 8 years old, and Levi, who's about to turn 5 this weekend. So love my kids. We split custody, so I have them about half the time. Normally, I have them 3 nights a week. She has them 4. And being a dad is very important to me. And my interest, I like to meditate, aforementioned meditation. I like to go to self-help conferences and spirituality conferences. I like to do yoga multiple times a week and HIIT classes. I like to work out with my trainer, Mel Sanders, who I'm texting right now to try to get him to be on this podcast, which is going to be awesome. I like doing saunas and cold plunges. I'm into wellness activities, but I also like to eat at restaurants and travel. I love going to Tulum. So there's a little bit about me. What is your morning ritual? That's my next question. I am a big fan of learning from others about morning rituals because to me, that is critical to how I live my life, is how I start my day. So I wake up pretty early, normally like 5:30 or 6. Before COVID, it was more like 4:30, but I'm not that crazy anymore. So it's more like a 5:30-ish, 6. I have invested in a sauna and a cold plunge at my house. So I do those things. I meditate, then I journal, then I do the sauna and cold plunge, and boom, the day has begun. And try to read like a chapter. So I'll read the chapter before I get in the sauna, or sometimes I read it in the sauna. So that'll take me like, at least I'll read like 15 minutes because that's about how long I stay in there at 190 degrees. I like to cold plunge at around 50 degrees. I currently am cold plunging in my pool, but I've got a blue cube cold plunge being built for me and delivered to the house. So check out Blue Cube if you'd like to get a cold plunge. And no, they're not a sponsor yet, but this podcast is young. What is your favorite hotel? I ask this question because I travel quite a bit. I'm going to look at my Bonvoy app if I can find it really quick. And normally it will say how many nights I had. This is just like Marriott Bonvoy, 62 nights in 2022. So that's quite a bit. And my favorite hotel, I like B Tulum in Tulum, Mexico. That's B Tulum. It sounds confusing. People are like, but yeah, I know Tulum. What is it? It's B Tulum. That's the name of the hotel. It's amazing. Go there and thank me later. The only problem with it is you're not going to want to leave the hotel. You're just going to want to sit there and eat their amazing food and chill out in the most vibrant place you've ever been in your life. Namaste. What's your favorite restaurant? So aside from traveling for work, I also eat at restaurants for work, and I take people to dinner or I get taken to dinner quite often. So food is important to me. And since I'm a Dallasite for 44 years, I'm going to tell you a Dallas restaurant. I have so many favorites, but I love Javier's. It's such a cool, unique spot in Dallas. So let's go to Javier's if we ever go have dinner in Dallas. It's Mexican food in the vein of Mexico City, I would say, more so than like your traditional Tex-Mex, which is very popular here as well, which I also love. So Javier's is such a cool vibe. I love it. I'm all about the vibes. What's a book that's worth talking about? How about we talk about The 4 Agreements? I love that book. And it's kind of a spirituality text of sorts, I guess. And they outline 4 agreements by which to live your life by. And getting to the next question, what's your favorite quote? I'm going to use the 4 agreements from that book as my favorite quote for the sake of this podcast. I have lots of favorite books, by the way. I read about 20 to 25 books a year. So I'm sure, constantly drop book titles and quotes on this podcast. That's why I'm asking people these questions, because I want to learn about new books and new quotes, because that's the kind of thing I'm into. But the 4 agreements are: 1, be impeccable with your word. That one's always a little confusing to me, but basically, like, don't talk shit about other people and, you know, tell the truth in general, but you don't have to tell the truth about everything. It's going to be hurting somebody. So just be careful what comes out of your mouth, because your word is extremely powerful. So be thoughtful about it. Be impeccable with your word. Number two is don't take everything or anything personally. So don't take things personally, because if somebody else tells you something, like, it's typically going to be somewhat of a reflection of them on you, and maybe it'll open your eyes to something, but I think it's important not to take everything personally. So does the book, The Four Agreements. Number three, never make assumptions. That's a good one. By the way, I'm telling you four quotes instead of one, but never make assumptions. Oh my gosh. I used to always make assumptions. Assumptions result in anxiety, and that is just a no-go for me at age 44. I don't like to have anxiety in my life. I don't like to make assumptions. If I find myself doing it, I go have that uncomfortable conversation and I figure out what the actual truth is, and then I move on. And then number four is very simple. Always do your best. So there you go. What's up next? Is there a charity or cause you donate money to or time to? What is it and why? My charity and cause that I'm very passionate about is the JDRF. That's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. My daughter, Betty, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 2018 when she was 4 years old. And that's when I really learned about type 1 diabetes. And it's this chronic disease that is seems to be like happening to people all over the place. And it's a complete pain in the ass. And I hope they find a cure for it. That's why I'm supporting the JDRF. And we raise a lot of money. Our team at work, we donate a percentage of our commissions to it, and try to raise money as well for things like the One Walk and the gala and all these things. So that's important to me. Diabetes, if you don't know, that's when your pancreas stops producing insulin. So then you have to supplement your body with insulin via shots, injections, or now Betty has an insulin pump. You have to constantly check your blood sugar. And then whenever you ingest carbohydrates, you need to calculate how much insulin you need per each carbohydrate, gram of carbohydrate that you ingest. And that's the life that we live. My daughter is a warrior and a trooper. And I think her getting diabetes has made all of us a little bit stronger, definitely her. But no doubt that we would like to find a cure for it. So support the JDRF. Hit me up if you have any questions about that. Tell me about your business. I didn't want to make a business podcast, but I love business. I'm very passionate about it in general and mine. My business, I've been doing it for 17 years. I work with a team. There's five of us that work together. We work within the company. It used to be called Colliers International, but now we're just Colliers. And we're a publicly traded commercial real estate firm. Our team specializes in representing occupiers of supply chain real estate. And that means that we represent companies that use industrial real estate, like warehouses, distribution centers, things like that. So if you have no clue, just assume like you want to buy a house, like you're a home buyer. Well, we represent people that are not home buyers, but they're companies that want to go buy or lease a warehouse or sell one. And that's what we do, industrial real estate. I love it. I'm passionate about it. It's all part of the supply chain, which is the process of everything from sourcing raw materials to manufacturing products to distributing it around the world and into homes everywhere, which is how you can press a button on Amazon and get something delivered to your house. There's lots of things that go into that, obviously, but a big piece of that is the supply chain real estate that you must have along the way to either manufacture or store and distribute your goods. So that's what I do for work. And I'm sure on this podcast, we'll talk to lots of professionals in the supply chain and logistics business, as well as the commercial real estate business, because those two industries are near and dear to my heart. What do you do in your line of work that differentiates you from others? What's your superpower? Why would I hire you? I always say what differentiates my team from others would be our core values. And we came up with these together after working together for a few years. And our core values are the following things. And they're not things we embody at all times, but they're things that are important to us that we attempt to embody. And that is, number one, discipline. It's live a disciplined lifestyle. And that goes for everything, mental, physical, and spiritual. Do what you say you're going to do. Two, 10X mentality. So that's to possess 10X mentality. I stole that term from a mentor of mine, Grant Cardone, and you should read his book, The 10X Rule. It's a great book if you'd like to up your skills of persuasion and sales. But 10X is to think big, have outlandish goals. So number three, loyalty. That speaks for itself, but you know, it's loyalty to the team, loyalty to our clients, and loyalty to, you know, everyone in our lives. It's very important. Number four is humility. And that may be my favorite one, is the characteristic of humility. So that means that no matter how many awards I may win or how great we may think we're doing one day, like it's always kind of checking yourself and recognizing that there's still a long way to go. We can always do a little bit better. And there's always other people that we can learn from. And I mean, I would say that it's humility that's making me want to do this podcast and go ask a bunch of people that I look up to go join me on this journey and get to learn from them. And then number five is gratitude. And that's like, man, if you're having a bad day, just remember the fact that, well, if you're me, you're living in Dallas, Texas. The water's clean. No bombs are dropping. I feel safe when I go to bed at night. And I'm just very fortunate to be in the business that I'm in, but get to work with the people I work with, have two kids that I love so much, and get to do what I do every day. And sometimes, you know, money concerns come up and whatnot. And I just remind myself, like, you know, if I make $10,000 in a year, like I did back when I used to play in a band for a living, I'm still making more money than like 99% of people in the history of the world. So you got that going for you. All right. So on to the next question. Number 10, if you had a $100 million in a briefcase and had to invest it in one thing, what would you invest it in? I would invest that 100 milli in industrial real estate. Why? Because A, I'd like to think I know about it a little bit after having done it for work for 17 years now. And I just think that it's a great asset class in the world of commercial real estate. I think it's still in high demand. And you're always going to need a place to go manufacture goods and distribute goods, no matter what happens. And I believe in it, and I'm passionate about it as well. So that's a safe bet for me. I have invested lots of money in industrial real estate assets and will continue to do so. And I knock on wood and cross my fingers, all every day, all the time. And hopefully that pays off for me in the future. Number 11, what advice would you give to your younger self? I think I would tell my younger self not to care so much about what other people think. I think I've wasted a lot of energy and generated a lot of anxiety around that. And it's just kind of funny. It caused me a lot of self-doubt along the way and probably slowed down me making decisions that I thought were good ones, just instinctually and listening to my intuition versus listening to the voices on the outside of naysayers. And I would tell my younger self to listen more closely to my third eye, my intuition versus the outside voices. 12, what's your greatest failure? This is a tough question. It's why I put it on the list. I want to ask people this question, and I think it's always one of the greatest learning experiences. So I think my greatest failure, I've had many greatest failures, but I think for the sake of this episode number 2 podcast, I'm going to have to say my marriage. Because I got married and then I got divorced 13 years later. And by getting divorced, we had to, you know, move out of our home together and live in 2 separate homes. And that was very tough. It was one of the more difficult things probably the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. And I know it needed to happen. I still do. I know that it was the right decision. But that sucked, and I don't wish getting divorced upon anyone. And I am also, you know, like, I know that we tried hard. We went to counseling. We did everything you can do, I think, and we made the right decision. But man, it sucks, and it's still a failure. So there's that. What positive thing did said greatest failure trigger? Question number 13. That's easy. It made me very conscious of a lot of my shortcomings. That happened actually, like, not necessarily after the divorce, but probably leading up to the divorce and after the divorce. Because if you do go into counseling and you do therapy and all that kind of stuff, you start to uncover a lot of things. And I realized there were a lot of mistakes that I made along the way, and a lot of character flaws that I possessed that maybe I still do to a certain extent, but at least, you know, I've become conscious of those because of that failure. And I can definitely guarantee to you that I do those things less now. And I think that it will always stay with me. And it's just made me more conscious about my behavior and how I treat others, and also the importance of like relationships in general, and how it's a two-way street and you get out of them what you put into them. So just leave it at that. Much love to my ex-wife, Gina, for putting up with my ass for so long. And she's actually stuck with me because we have 2 kids together. So I actually pour myself into our co-parenting relationship in a way that I probably never did into our marriage. And that could be one of the many positive things that my failure triggered. Number 14, what's the number one thing on your bucket list / vision board? I wanted to start a podcast, and now I've done that. So that was definitely on there. I want to have 8-pack abs. Why? Because I want to quit my job and become a supermodel, a middle-aged model. You know what I mean? No, that's not why, but I have been on a health and fitness journey. I've lost since 2015. So over the last 7 years, I've lost 70 pounds, and I love working out. It's like my antidepressant. Thankfully, I have taken antidepressants in the past. I'm off of them now. But and, you know, respect anyone who takes them, but I wanted to get off of them. And a big way I do that is eating healthily and exercising, I would say 5 times a week, and paying attention. And like, you know, it's like a famous quote and it's true. Like, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. That's true for me. So I want to keep like cutting the fat off my body and keep getting after it. And then one day have 8-pack abs. And I was at the Super Bowl in Atlanta years ago. And I believe Adam Levine performed of Maroon 5 or whatever his name is. I think that's his name. And he had California tattooed across his abs. And I said that if I get 8-pack abs, then I'm going to get East Dallas tattooed across my abs. So mark my word, that's on my bucket list. 15, where do our listeners find you? You can find me here at Truckin' On with me, your host, Ward Richmond. truckinon.com. That will lead you actually to my real estate blog, supplychainrealestate.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Those are great ways to find me. You can Google me and you can find me. Okay. Number 16. What song do you want to share today? Now, I'm a big fan of music, and I have so many songs that I would love to share. The Rolling Stones are my favorite band, if I had to tell you, if there's a favorite band. But I feel like a lot of people already know the Rolling Stones. So I just recently discovered a great artist from Oklahoma. His name is Zach Bryan, and he is an absolute badass songwriter. He's such a great songwriter that on his major label debut, he released a triple album with like 30 plus songs on his first album. That just, as a songwriter myself, that blows my mind. So respect. Check out the song Godspeed by Zach Bryan. We're going to be back soon with some real guests that I'm going to ask these questions to. And I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I hope you do too. Peace. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this episode of Truckin' On. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't be shy. Please like and share, leave a 5-star review so that we can keep doing what we're doing. Stay safe out there on the road. Keep on trucking. Adios.